Mountain Edition.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 85 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Cody Robinson. A new microbrewery in Moorhead is set to open in the near future. Residents in Rowan County are throwing support behind a new trail project. Freshman move-in day for MSU was less than a month away. Kentucky State Police are searching for a Pike County murder suspect. In sports, the British Open began today and two Kentuckians will be participating. And taking a look at your region's weather, tonight partly cloudy with a low around 72 degrees. Tomorrow mostly sunny and hot with a high near 91, heat index values as high as 102. Friday night mostly clear with a low around 73. Saturday mostly sunny and hot with a high near 91. Saturday night mostly clear with a low around 73. And Sunday, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny and hot with a high near 90 degrees. The owners of a new microbrewery in Moorhead say opening day isn't too far off. Derek Caskey and Blake Nickel are two of Sawstone Brewery's co-founders, and they gave an update during this month's Moorhead New Cities meeting. Caskey says they'll make four varieties of beer to start off.
We have four fermenters, which means we're kind of bottlenecked at four, and then next time we'll have eight. We'll build up some inventory. We're hoping, I think we can probably keep up with between 12 and 15 of our own beers. We have 24 taps, so we'll have guest taps. And over the years, we've developed a lot of relationships with local brewers in Kentucky, and we like to support that sort of thing.
Nichols says there will also be rentable space available for private events. They're aiming for an August open date. Despite its best efforts, the city of Moorhead will not be opening its splash pad this week. Mayor Laura White-Brown says repairs were made to the fiberglass tank and the water was turned on. However, problems arose during the state inspection of the splash pad yesterday.
And unfortunately, during the inspection, there was some electrical issues that will not allow us to open. One of the panels needs an additional part. So we are working with the company that we purchased the equipment from to try to order that part.
Mayor White-Brown says there is also a potential line malfunction under the splash pad. The city hopes to have more information on Monday. Rowan County residents are throwing support behind a trail project in downtown Moorhead. The Daniel Boone Rails to Trails group held a planning meeting this week to brainstorm about the Triplett Valley Trail. The first phase of the project will link the Moorhead State University campus to a shopping plaza in West Moorhead. Scott Davison is heading the proposed project. He says it will be great for the area's livability.
We're going to get together and we're going to collect all this information and try to summarize it for the next step, which is to try to analyze our situation more concretely to figure out a plan to take more steps. We're waiting on a big grant in October, so we have irons in the fire already, but we're trying to get more people involved in different parts of the process so that we can have a broad-based effort.
The Daniel Boone Rails to Trails group will hold another planning session in August. They hope to secure funding for the trail in October. Freshman move-in days at Moorhead State University are less than a month away. New students will be moving into their dorms on August 15th and 16th this year. Tony Hobbs is the Director of Creative and Branding Services at MSU. She offered some advice to locals during this month's Moorhead New Cities meeting.
So just don't go through town.
Just a freshman.
Yeah. So stay away from campus. If you do need to be on campus to go to the rec center, traffic flow will be different because we change it for those 2 days so that families can get in, get out.
Hobbs says MSU is always in need of volunteers during move-in day. Anyone wanting to do so can call the Office of Student Housing at 606-783-2060. A Lexington-based mining company has reached a financial agreement. WMKY's Keneally Roberts reports.
Black Hawk Mining has announced the company will be restructuring financially without interrupting operation or employee wages and benefits. Mountaintop Media reports the transformative agreement will alleviate more than 60% of the company's total debt and provide over $150 million worth of incremental liquidity. The financial transactions will be put into operation through a bankruptcy filing, which will expedite the process to completion within 60 days. The company and its lenders and equity holders have agreed to the terms and plans for reorganization. For WMKY News, I'm Keneally Roberts.
780 million doses of oxycodone and hydrocodone were shipped in West Virginia between 2007 and 2012, all legally acquired with a prescription. That's according to never-before-released DEA data. The report said 203 opioid pills per person per year were shipped to Mingo County. Mingo County Sheriff James Smith says just because legal prescriptions are available doesn't mean it's right.
There's always a danger of something happening, you know, whether it being an overdose and them dying, or them being incapacitated to leaving somebody else dying, or them breaking into a residence and possibly getting themselves killed or killing someone. So, you know, you've always got that fear is always there.
Sheriff Smith calls opioids a cheap high for people, especially if they are already addicted. Family and friends of Savannah Spurlock paid their respects at her visitation Tuesday. Spurlock disappeared 6 months ago in Lexington, and her remains were identified last week. Friends like Jamaica Scott tell WKYT Spurlock was always the life of the party.
She was always smiling, always cheerful, always happy. Everyone remembers her family and that they teach, you know, her babies how she was.
Spurlock's funeral and burial services will be private. A Kentucky Eagle Scout created a wooden sign to memorialize fallen Pikeville police officer Scotty Hamilton. Jacob Frantum put a lot of thought and over 300 hours of work into the project. Frantum tells WYMT after Hamilton's funeral, he knew what his Eagle Scout project needed to be.
Of course, his picture and his badge, as well as his end of watch date, as well as the blue lens here, we had a couple of design changes over the course of the project.
Frantum's family says he felt this was something he was called to do. The sign, which was unveiled Monday, stands outside the Pikeville Police Department. Kentucky State Police are looking for a man accused of murdering another man near a Pike County park. 37-year-old Charles Ray Blevins of Charleston, West Virginia, allegedly murdered 44-year-old Adrian Smith of Cleveland, West Virginia, in the South Williamson Park area on July 6th. State Trooper William Petrie tells WYMT Blevins is dangerous and could be armed.
The warrant is for murder and possession of a handgun by convicted felon. As far as we know, he still had it when he left the scene.
Anyone with information should call Kentucky State Police at 606-433-7711 or dial 911. The body of a Kentucky fisherman has been pulled from the Susitna River in Alaska. Alaskan State Medical Examiner says 76-year-old Bill Hartledge of Louisville was reported missing back in June after he did not come home from a fly fishing trip. LEX-18 says a boater spotted his body partially submerged last week. Hartledge was a well-known defense attorney in Bardstown and Louisville. Local police are gearing up for their annual night out in August with the goal of strengthening police and community partnerships. The Daily Independent reports the Ashland Police Department's national night out will be held on Tuesday, August 6th at Ashland Central Park from 6 to 8 p.m. APD Officer Troy Patrick says the event is part of an annual nationwide event to raise crime prevention awareness, strengthen community and police partnerships, and generate participation in neighborhood watch programs. The event will feature inflatables and activities for children, as well as information on neighborhood watch programs and community-based services. Featuring over 20 local businesses, the event will be held at the bandstand location at the Ashland City Park. For more information, call 606-327-2020. Shakespeare is being brought to Eastern Kentucky with a twist. The Appalachian Shakespeare Center is performing Much Ado About Nothing, adapted to the World War II era this summer. The group hopes that this new take on a classic play will teach audiences about the creativity in theater. The group also spreads this creativity to students throughout the region by visiting schools to talk about Shakespeare. Cast member Sarah Jo Jacobs tells WKYT kids in the area are given an outlet for ideas when they learn about the arts.
There's a lot of choice in there, but some groups have done performances, some have done visual art. It's amazing how they just take it and they just run with it when we really explain what those words mean and we give them the context.
Much Ado About Nothing will be performed in Richmond at EKU through the end of July. There is no cost to attend. And taking a quick look at sports this afternoon, the British Open began today, and this year you'll find two Kentuckians in the field. Louisville native Justin Thomas and Campbellsville native J.B. Holmes are in Northern Ireland for golf's final major of the year. Thomas is hoping for a better showing this year. He missed the cut in the last two Opens.
I've really enjoyed coming to play the few European Tour events I have in the Open Championship. It's just cool because it feels so gracious to be here. You know, everyone's just, thanks for coming here. It's like, well, what else would I do? You know, it's the Open Championship. Like, what am I going to skip it?
Thomas has yet to win a tournament this season. Holmes has a mixed record at the British Open. He's missed the cut several times, but had a top 10 finish in 2016. We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Round County Farmers Market, a certified Kentucky Proud Market, 11 a.m. Wednesdays and Saturdays downtown Moorhead on U.S. 60 near the City Park. The Round County Farmers Market offers homegrown fruits, vegetables, and baked goods. Accepting WIC and Senior Farmers Market nutrition vouchers and participating in the Community Farm Alliance Double Dollars program, supporting local farmers, the Round County Farmers Market is Kentucky Proud.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks rose after comments from a top Federal Reserve official led to increasing bets that the central bank will take a more aggressive stance later this month to ease monetary policy. And the Dow Industrials did finish with a gain of 3.12 at 27,222.97. The broader market was stronger with the S&P 500 up 10.69 at 2995.11, and the NASDAQ Composite was up 22.04, finishing at 8207.24. The indexes turned around the afternoon after the New York Federal Reserve President John Williams said the central bank needed to, quote, act quickly when the economy was slowing and rates were low. He said it's better to take preventive measures than to wait for disaster to unfold. And after Williams' comments, traders increased their bets that the Fed could go deeper than a quarter-point cut at its meeting in late July. Netflix shares plunged more than 10% after the streaming giant reported a surprise loss in U.S. subscribers, coupled with slower-than-expected international membership growth. Those metrics, which are key for Netflix, offset a better-than-expected earnings per share result for the previous quarter. IBM shares fell briefly at the opening before recovering to finish up over 4% after the company beat on both revenues and earnings, although declining sales from their IT division did offset growth in its cloud division. Morgan Stanley posted better-than-expected quarterly results, driven by its wealth management and fund divisions. The stock itself was up 1.5%. And so far, more than 12% of S&P 500 companies have reported quarterly results, and of those, nearly 84% have reported better-than-expected earnings, according to FactSet. In the commodities markets, oil was very weak today, down 2%, finishing at $55.67 a barrel. Gold was up 1.7% at $1,447.60 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were down slightly, with the Stock 600 index down 0.2%. Asia had a very bad day, with the Nikkei down 2% and the Shanghai Composite down 1%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Lowe's down $1.18 at $103.75, Marathon Petroleum up $1.04 at $55.35, Delta Airlines up 41 cents at $62.66, Community Trust Bank was up 53 cents at $41.05, and PPL Energy was up 35 cents, finishing at $30.74. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Reporting for WMKY, I'm Cody Robinson. Now back to All Things Considered.